each of these musicians is playing with the support of Ben Barson. We have some saxes, we have a trumpet, we have a clarinet, and we have Ben, and we have our first song right now coming from the Hope Academy saxes, clarinet, and trumpet. Is the song Musquinada here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Do you guys know what Musquinada means? I never knew until today. I wonder if Ben knows. Ben Barson's here.
It means more than anything, or, you know, technically it means more than nothing, but in Spanish and Portuguese, masquinada, when you have that negative like that, it actually means more than anything. So the implication is, you know, I love you more than anything.
Really?
You know, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Interestingly, the song was first performed by Jorge Ben, at least according to Wikipedia.
Another Ben.
So another Ben. And it became a big hit for Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66 back in that time. By the way, that other song I was trying to speculate about coming up with when it was recorded, Morning Song for Sally, I looked, I did my research, I went to the album cover, and it says, you know, most liner notes give you the exact date, the time, particularly in jazz, you know, the session, the studio. For that one, it said mid-80s. That's all it came. So I feel better not knowing. So tell me about these guys a little bit, Ben. We'll talk to each of them after the next song, but you've been working with them for a while now.
Yeah, we've been how long have we been playing together now? For 2 years, some of us? And Anthony, since the summer. I met Anthony. He's the newest member of the group at a hip-hop summer camp that included horns that we also did at Hope Academy. But for everyone else, I think we've been working together since the fall of 2017, right? And they've grown so much. You know, we're doing, you know, they're, I don't know if you could tell on the radio, but we heard from improvised solos in that last song from Silas Perry and Mateo Javier, and it's, you know, really, what's that? You know, it's just, they're, you know, really, they've learned a lot about how to feel the groove, about how to play together as an ensemble, and how to interpret, you know, these kind of complicated jazz charts. So I'm really proud of them, because a lot of times improvisation is something that they don't get to do in their normal school. You know what I mean? So
sure.
I think this is kind of a cool opportunity for them to stretch, to grow their wings and learn to fly.
Well, and improv is what they call in academia these days, a transferable skill. You know, knowing how to improv is not only great in music, but it's great in life to know how to make a decision in the moment and go with it.
Absolutely. And just like I improvised Mateo's last name just now, his last name is not Javier, it's Wilbur. And I was just messing around. Thanks for letting me clarify
that. Do you
have
two Wilburns here today?
Yeah, we actually have these guys are going to be the next Michael Brecker and Randy Brecker, who are famous sax trumpet duo, Sebastian Wilburn and Mateo Wilburn. And I'll let them talk now, if that's okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Why don't we do that?
Okay.
Let's do it now. We'll pass the microphone down and talk with each of you. Why don't
okay.
we do that?
Well, we'll start with Silas Perry here.
Hey, Silas. Thank you for being here. Where do you go to school and how old are you?
I go to Environmental Charter School and I'm 11.
And how did the sax get to be your instrument? What made you choose it?
Well, I was going to choose between saxophone and trombone, but trombone would be harder with braces, so I chose saxophone.
Trombone would be hard to play. I think not only with braces, but you really it probably requires building up your lips and everything. Do you want to say hello to anybody? No, not that saxophone is easy by any stretch. It's just some different muscles in your mouth. Who brought you here today?
My dad.
Excellent. Let's meet the person who's right next to you. And this is Mateo, I do believe.
No.
Oh, I see. I'm getting everybody confused. What's your name?
My name is Sebastian.
It's this is going to happen, just like the Brecker brothers. Sebastian Wilburn, where do you go to school?
I go to school at Sacred Heart.
And how old are you?
I am 11 years old.
And how about you and the saxophone? How did you come to choose?
So before that, I played the ukulele, and I said it hurt my fingers. And I just wanted to play the saxophone.
Well, so you knew you loved music and liked to play music, but you chose an instrument that suited you better, and it sounds like you like sax a lot.
And, saxophone.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to talk to you. What's your name?
I'm Jason.
This is our clarinet player. Hold that up a little bit closer. How old are you, Jason?
I'm 14.
And where do you go to school?
Shadyside Academy.
And you are playing clarinet. Any shout-outs or hellos? Who brought you here today?
My dad brought me here.
Excellent. Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
I'd like to say subscribe to PewDiePie.
What's that?
A YouTube channel.
Is it your YouTube channel?
No, it's the YouTube channel with the most subscribers.
Ah, the most subscribers. Well, they certainly need a good old community radio station to help it. But that's us. How did you come to play the clarinet? Did you play another instrument ahead of time before that? Or
I played piano before, and I joined band when I was in fourth grade. So I just chose clarinet.
Yeah, excellent. Let's meet the two people on your right, and then we'll get to your second song. What's your name?
Mateo.
And Mateo, finally we get to Mateo, the other well-burned brother. What do you play?
Trumpet.
And we were talking about instrument choices. How did the trumpet get to be your instrument?
I guess I just always wanted to play it.
And you play it very well. Was it hard to learn?
I guess.
I always think about that thing, what's it called, armature, or where you have to kind of understand exactly how to get the mouthpiece right?
I think it might be embouchure.
Embouchure, yeah, and that's, I know, is difficult to master. Any hellos you want to pass along for your family?
I guess hi to my mom and dad, I guess.
Sounds good. Let's meet our last person who's here. With us, last but certainly not least, it's Anthony, right?
Yep.
And you are playing?
Trumpet.
And how did you get to play the trumpet? Did you want to?
We could try out for band in third grade, and I got to try out three instruments. I tried trombone and saxophone and trumpet, but the one that appealed to me the most was trumpet.
That's terrific. And do you want to say hello to anybody?
My dad, who's outside.
Excellent. And you went, or where do you go to school?
Brentwood Middle School.
Terrific. Brentwood's a great school district. I know some of your teachers, and small but really mighty in Brentwood, right? Excellent. I'll take that from you. And I'm going to hand this back to Ben, who is about to tell us. We're doing our stretching here.
Yeah.
So there's two more songs we're going to hear. What are you going to play next?
This next song is actually written by a great local jazz slash just everything kind of composer.
It must be Ben Opie.
It is Ben Opie. How did you know? It's because of the Bens, right?
As soon as you say, oh my gosh, Jorge Ben Rakowski, Ben Barson, Ben Opie.
Yeah.
I never really reflected on the fact that you and Ben share the same first name.
Yes, it's a funny, kind of law of the universe that we have to have more than one Ben in a room at one time.
Let's get Ben Sidran here.
Yes.
There's lots of Bens.
Yeah. So this song is called The Ringer, and it's an interesting song, and because it moves around the time signature a lot. There's parts of it that are 5 beats per measure, that are 6 beats, that are 4 beats. So it's actually a really tough tune, especially for this age range, and I think you're going to hear that they approach it with a lot of confidence. It's a lot of fun for us to play.
If you're just joining us, these musicians are from Hope Academy, and they are playing together along with Ben Barson. That's the voice you just heard. We have a couple trumpets. We have a clarinet. We have 3 saxophones, and here they are. Thank you. Was an excellent song, and it's great to hear Ben Opie. What was the name of that again? Here, I'll pass
that. Sorry, I just don't want to.
Oh no, that's okay.
In the black hole, which has recently been mapped, obviously.
I appreciate that.
The Ringer is the name of that.
The
song.
Ringer.
I'll have to ask Ben what that means. Sometimes he just names songs whatever he's feeling.
It could be a chicken's neck. It's probably an identical, you know, like a ringer for somebody,
exactly.
Right? Or it could be. Like on a phone, could be anything. Well,
he often interacts with your social media page, so maybe we can ask him directly.
Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah. Or he may prefer that we just choose it to mean what we wish it to mean.
Okay.
On our own. So we got one more to go. It's our last chance to talk. I want to thank all of you guys for being here. You're representing your great musicians, and I hope you'll keep at it. And coming up, we have Tyler Westcott, along with Brendan and Sarah, joining us in a moment. You'll really like hearing the three of them together. So Anthony, Sebastian, Mateo, Silas, and Jason, thank you. And Ben, you're about to lead them through something.
Well, first, we just want to say one, two, three.
Thank you, Larry.
And Ricky, and the entire team.
And all the Bens.
And all the Bens.
Thank you very much. And what are you going to close
this
up
this last
with?
Song is called Hattie Wall. It's by Hamiet Blewett, who is an incredible baritone saxophone player who unfortunately is no longer with us. But just he was part of the World Saxophone Quartet.
Mm.
And I think you're going to enjoy this song. It's called Hattie Wall.
Hattie Wall. And Hope Academy musicians do a great job. You can see them on Facebook. Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody from Hope Academy.